The attack, when it came, opened the floodgates of rage. Sound compressed. Time slowed to a water drip plonking into a puddle, echoing a musical note off concrete walls and floors. Tires whooshing against the drizzle on the street outside as a car passed the parking garage exit. Laughter pealing from the playground down the block. And footsteps. Three sets of footsteps moving in cautiously behind her back. Vanessa Michael Monroe waited beside the motorcycle, one knee to the pavement, focused on the reflection in the bike's red fairing. Behind her head, shadows against the evening's light dropped hints of metal pipes protruding from raised hands, elongating and stretching as they drew nearer. She counted heartbeats and felt the rhythm. The muscles in her legs tensed, and the chemical surge of adrenaline and anger loosed its addictive calm. The metal bars came down hard into the empty space where she'd been a half heartbeat before. Metal against concrete, ringing loud in the enclosed space, symphonic in the thunder of war. She came up swinging, helmet chin guard in hand, all her weight, her full momentum thrown into that backward strike. The man on the right ducked too slowly, moved too late. The swing smashed helmet into head. He stumbled. Monroe grabbed the pipe and tore it from his hand. She whipped up and downward to the back of his knees. He hit the ground and became a barrier between her and the two other men. Boot to his shoulder, she shoved him prostrate and then boosted over him, swinging hard. The attackers swung too. And hit for hit, she countered, connecting the pipe with their bodies in solid beats, because speed was her ally and speed was her friend, in and out and around, until they separated, becoming not one target, but two. They were cautious now, angry, and, perhaps for the first time, fully aware of the strength of their enemy. Movement from behind told her that the man on the concrete had pushed to his knees. Monroe rotated back, struck hard, and he collapsed. She faced the other two again, predicting move against move, guarding the rate of her breathing, conserving strength for a battle that had only begun. The men shifted, foot to foot, and tensed for the attack and parry. They gripped their weapons, fingers rising and falling along the pipes in slow motion, like spiders' legs along the ground. She waited for them to come at her again. Instead, they exchanged glances, nervous with the uncertainty of foot soldiers marching to someone else's beat in an evening that had gone off script. The pounding inside her chest groaned in understanding. The drive for release, for pain, pushed her at them. She pointed the metal bar at one, marking territory, intended pocket for the eight ball, then strode toward him in misdirection and distraction. He took several steps in retreat. A shadow moved in her peripheral vision, his partner flanking and closing in. Monroe pivoted, swung, and connected the metal bar to his shoulder. Small pain, a half second of diversion. He retaliated and opened himself up like a fool. She dodged and dropped, then drove the metal bar across his shin. Crippling pain, unbearable pain, she knew.